Hey, howdy, happy day. Donald Trump, his campaign has brought in more than $200 million since his conviction. $200 million, that's a lot of dough. That's like 20% of a billion, and it's climbing every day. But the interesting thing is they estimate more than 30% of all the people who are donating have never donated to any political party before. Where that estimate comes from is a mystery. Do they phone people? Do they ask? Or is there a little box to check? I don't know that, but that's what they're saying, and that's very significant. We'll see what happens here, but kind of big numbers, $200 million. Wow, he's breaking all records. He's getting more money than anybody else ever has. And Donald Trump has now called on the U.S. Supreme Court to deal with this mess and look after this. Not necessarily look after me. Give me some justice. You need to hear this because 3 days before the nomination convention, they've got me up for sentencing, and probably they will put him in jail. I suspect they'll put him in jail for a year, which means, of course, that he would not only miss the nomination, he would also miss the election, which, of course, is in November. I believe that's coming. I know of a mayor in Alberta, Canada, I don't know, 40, maybe 50 years ago, that went to prison for some real estate deals and stuff, and he won the mayorship while in jail, so it can be done. But that's what's going to happen here. So they need to bring the convention back 4 days, I think, and maybe the election too. But they need to do something. The Supreme Court, somebody needs to interject here because that is going to happen. That's my opinion. And I like being wrong, by the way. We'll see. Donald Trump, everything that he's done, supposedly done, that's small potatoes to what Joe Biden and his family have done. They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and none of them have ever made more than $50,000 or $60,000 a year on average over the course of the last 50 years, and there's zillionaires, right? How is that? How does that work? There's lots of evidence to show why, but they're fine. I mean, Biden, he hides things in his car, in his garage, and Trump, they raid his house. I don't care how you vote. I don't care how you talk about Trump or what you think of him. Do you think this is right? I don't think so. It ain't right. It's all about us and them. Us and them. Them treat straight white men bad. We colonize the world. We are bad. Straight white men, though, are great. I mean, we found new lands. We invented antibiotics and cell phones and so on. And we've done more for mankind than any other group. We're awesome. White folk are awesome. Don't you know? Them, though, pick on all groups from time to time when it fits into their Marxist plan. And most recently, it's white folk. Now, if you happen to be a straight white folk and Jewish, you got another problem, right? Them, they work hard to remove white folk from their system. TV ads and advertising. There's no white people anymore. If there are, they're in mixed relationships. Everybody's doing it. I mean, it's incredible to me how everybody follows the Pied Piper. It's always about the Pied Piper. Them changed our name. They say we're white Caucasian. They now use two words to describe us. They've done that with other groups. I mean, it was Negro and colored and black and African-American, Indians and natives. And everyone has a lot of different names. So they're trying that with us now. Kind of sticking with some people who were Caucasian white, were white Caucasian. Hey, the word Caucasian was taken, you know, a zillion years ago from an African country, and it referred to people of color. And now all of a sudden we're Caucasian. I always get angry. People say, don't call me that. I'm white. I've always been white. That's kind of how it is. So leave me alone. All color groups are good. It's racist, though, to single out any group and say you're inferior. You're not as good as us. That's bad. It's us against them, and them are racist, and I don't like them. Here's text from a viewer. Oppression runs deep with a white male right now. You'd be better off being a black woman. Hey, of course. I should have thought of this. Black women used to be men. White men, ha, do you think? Now we know. I mean, you got to have a little fun with this stuff and get over yourself. And all of these commies, they don't get over themselves. They keep doing things to infuriate people. We get along fine. Oh, there's races out there. I get it. But generally speaking, we're not. And they just need to get out of our lives. California. Wonky places. I mean, wonky. These guys, the Democrats there, they work real hard at destroying the state because they say, we got 40 million people here and it's a big tax base and a lot of them are leaving, but let's get the money while we can and do stupid things with it. Now they're saying, let's help the border crisis, make it a bigger crisis, and allow immigrants to come in and get government jobs, and we'll pay them. No documentation is needed. Just come in and say, I'm illegal, and we will hire you because we like that. We like to be illegal. That goes against, number one, it goes against anything that's good, but it also goes against federal law, immigration law, that prevents, prohibits the hiring of illegal immigrants. What they're doing is anyway, dumb is forever. And the last thing of the day, you got the Canadian Prime Minister, he is the Prime Mistake. He's excited because he says festivities and events are kicking off now because it's Pride season. This guy has gone to more homosexual parades than anyone, even the homosexuals. And so we don't know. He says we have to work and continue to work toward building an inclusive future where everyone is free to be who they are and to love who they love openly and proudly. Well, firstly, who we love is none of your business. I mean, it's been legal and supported by people for a long time. So again, leave us alone. Get away from us. You don't have to go to parade. If you go to a parade, like he goes to parades, homosexual parades, gay parade, whatever they're called, you know what? He needs a job. Oh, he has one. He gets paid $400,000 a year. Go work. Do something to help the country instead of this screwed up thing that you get going on, this philosophy or something. I don't know what it is, but marry a bale of hay if you want, but you just can't bring it to my house because I have rights too. So kind of let's all get together on thinking like that and everybody respect their, oh, we already do that. And he continues to say, support us. Bah! Hey, y'all come back. See ya.